Time for the Dictionary of Sydney. We've got a special guest with us this morning. Author and historian Michael Flynn joins us. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Well, thank you.
Now, you're going to be talking to us about the Second Fleet. Most people would have heard of the First Fleet, the first group of settlers and soldiers that came to Australia. But the Second Fleet was a lot different. It became known as the Death Fleet. Tell us more.
Okay, well, we need to go back to the First Fleet, which arrived in 1788. It took 8 months to get out here. It was run by the Navy. It had private contractors carrying about 775 convicts. They were treated well. They had a 3% death rate. 2 years later, the government found it received a very big bill for the project. There was a new minister. He was looking to cut costs, and he got a new firm of contractors to take out the second wave of convicts. This time it was over 1,200.
Right.
And it proved to be a disaster. The government decided not to send any naval personnel to supervise, except for one agent, Navy agent. And the contractors decided to make a run to do it in 6 months. So you would have thought that that would have been easier on the convicts. But in fact, they hadn't stopped along the way like Governor Phillip had at Rio and two other ports. They only stopped at Cape Town. And they had very bad weather. The captains were worried about mutiny, and the convicts were kept locked up in shocking weather, suffered from infectious diseases and especially scurvy because they hadn't had enough fresh food along the way.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's a lot more people and a much faster sort of trip, and I guess it's they rushed it, I guess.
Yes, yeah. The death rate ended up being on the voyage 28% among the male convicts, 1,000 of them.
Wow.
And after they landed, they were still incredibly ill and dying with scurvy. So overall, 40% died within 6 months of landing. So it was a horrendous scene when they arrived. They looked many of them looked like skeletons crawling onto the rocks. They landed near where the cruise ships land now at Circular Quay. It was a horrific scene.
Yeah, yeah. And so tell us, was it just because of the whole cost-cutting exercise? That's why it was a much more deathly sort of trip this time around?
Yeah, there was a big reaction back in England. There were reports in the newspapers about it. Questions were asked in Parliament. Now, the government was a little bit on the defensive, but it actually had a good effect in the long run because they looked at changing regulations and contracts to make sure that the convicts were treated more humanely and better looked after and better supervised. So we should be careful about not sensationalising it too much. It was a sensational story. But overall, in the whole history going up to the 1850s and 60s, convicts were treated a little bit better than on the Second Fleet because Governor Phillip, when the convicts landed from the Second Fleet, he wrote to the government, he said, look, you expect me to build a colony. We need people who can work. How we expect to reform them and make them lead productive lives if they're treated so badly? And the government took the message on board to some extent, but there were some other disasters as well.
Yeah. And tell us about the Lady Juliana. It was an interesting part of the Second Fleet, I think. Tell us what was involved with that ship.
That was the first exclusively female convict ship. There were over 200 women on board. And they took a long time. They took, getting on towards a year. And it became a little bit like a holiday cruise for the crew. Women were treated extremely well by the captain and crew. Mm-hmm. They were fed very well. They had an incredibly low death rate, and they formed relationships with all of the crew, and a vast number of them had babies when they arrived.
Okay.
There was an incredible contrast between the male and the female convicts, but they went on to become the ancestors of literally probably millions of Australians as we're heading off. So there was a contrast both between the male convicts on the Second Fleet, the women on the Second Fleet, and all the male and female convicts on the First Fleet. But it was a pretty savage time. We're coming out of the early modern period. Britain and France had been at war for most of the century, and when they weren't at war, there was a kind of Cold War, an arms race to conquer colonies. So they did pretty savage things to each other. They were still a little bit like Game of Thrones.
And tell us, the colony, obviously, it was quite grim and quite hard when it first sort of started out, but there was a ship called the Guardian, which was bringing supplies. Tell us what happened to that ship.
So this is also part of the Second Fleet story. The First Fleet had arrived. They were attempting to grow crops, having a lot of problems. They were running out of supplies. The government dispatched the Guardian, a big naval ship full of food and farm animals and plants for the colony. Coming out of Cape Town, it struck an iceberg and started to sink. Part of the crew deserted, but the captain, some of the crewmen, and some convicts on board basically really worked the pumps. They threw all the stores overboard, almost, a lot of them, and just made it in, but the ship couldn't sail. It was disabled. So the colony was missing out, and the rations were getting lower and lower, and people were worrying about starving. So ironically, when the Second Fleet arrived, it absolutely lifted their spirits because these ships with the sick and dying convicts did also have a lot of food, and they felt they were saved, so they were greeted the ships joyfully in a way, even though they were horrified by what they saw.
And just one final question. Tell us about the fleet bringing New South Wales corpse and three people in particular. I believe the name was John MacArthur, Elizabeth MacArthur and Darcy Wentworth. They were to have a big impact on the colony. Tell us what their roles were once they came to Australia.
Okay, well, there had been Marines with the First Fleet, but the Second Fleet brought a contingent of the Army, the New South Wales Corps, and John MacArthur and Darcy Wentworth was a surgeon. John MacArthur was a young officer, and his wife came with him, and they went on to become huge landowners in the colony. The Wentworths and the MacArthurs, they were the two big families that had a huge influence. And Darcy Wentworth's son, William Charles Wentworth, went on to become a parliamentarian and had a huge influence in the introduction of democratic rights to the colony.
Wow.
So, there are, you know, some great stories in Australian history. It's often thought that Australian history is boring, but, you know, this is one of the good stories, and there are a lot more of them. And, you know, this project has been supported by the Australian National Maritime Museum for the Dictionary of Sydney. So there is an article that I've written, The Story of the Second Fleet. You can look on the Dictionary of Sydney website, and other articles by Penny Edwell about each individual ship, giving the story of those six ships, which is the Neptune, Surprise and Scarborough, the Justinian, the Chancellor ship, which did make it, and the Lady Juliana.
Well, it's absolutely a fantastic story. Author and historian Michael Flynn, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On this week's Dictionary of Sydney.